Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Poll podcast for Monday the 24th of January 2011. Have you had a good weekend? One thing that happens in our place over the weekend is that we always have meals together as a family. And on Sunday morning, over breakfast, my son came up with this expression. Wouldn't it be great if everything was free? And of course, if you have a 9-year-old boy in your household, you'll know that what he actually means is, if all goods and services were free, then I could have absolutely anything I wanted. And it seemed like a good idea, until I explained that if my business was to operate in that sort of environment, then I would have to do my work for everybody for free. And the big dilemma I would face is who does and who does not get free services from Proactive. After all, it's a small business. There's only so much that we can do, and we couldn't satisfy the demand if everybody came to us for free services. And then it got me thinking, actually, do you know what? Something like that happened during the recession of 2009. I found myself doing an awful lot of work for people who were never going to pay me. So the question arises, should you work for free? In 2009, I ended up working for free for two reasons. One was that clients were going out of business. They were struggling with their customers and struggling to get loans from banks, and I ended up doing work for clients who eventually went bankrupt, and I never got paid. That was my fault in a way, but I forgave myself. The second reason is entirely my fault, and it's all to do with the way that we bundle services together and charge a single price. Let me give you a fictitious example. We have a limited company client, we do the tax and accounts, and it costs about £1,000 per year, and given the level of that fee, we agreed to do the payroll for the one member of staff for no additional cost. And then the client takes on a second member of staff. And we carry on doing the payroll for no additional cost. And then a third member of staff. And the same thing happens again. You can see where it's going. The way that we bundled things together was not helping. And so we spent most of 2010 unbundling the bundles and building an a la carte menu for what we do. That doesn't mean that we can't bundle services together in the future. But what it does mean is that we identify individually each component part of the bundle and we can charge accordingly. And if the bundle deserves a discount, we can do that. But we discount each element from the a la carte menu. And that means that we've avoided the mission creep, where you end up doing more and more for no additional cost. But what happens when somebody actually asks you to do something for free? Well, we have a flowchart in our operations manual which tells us how to handle this issue. Do you have a flowchart like that? Would you like one? I came across one the other day by a lady called Jessica Hish, and she works as a designer. Now, my flowchart is on the company wiki, and it's private, but Jessica has put her flowchart in the public domain, and I'd like you to go and take a look at it. The link is at the bottom of this podcast, and it's at a website called www.shouldiworkforfree.com. And I can tell you now that the answer is invariably no. If you want to take a look at how we unbundled the bundles at Proactive, go and visit proactive.uk.net and click on the tab that says Prices. That list is open, it's in the public domain, and the prices are incredibly competitive, particularly by London standards. So have a look at what we do, and if you want me to do something for free, the answer is no. Unless, of course, we're talking about these podcasts and about the tips on secretsofsuccess.co.uk. You can listen to the podcasts for free. You can read the tips and tricks for free. And if there's something that's going to help your small business, let me know, and I might even do a podcast on that next week. See you again soon.